This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Appreciate all the work that Alex does and all Americans do, and I think it's just a shame and a travesty with Facebook, Twitter, and the banks, and I mean, we're living in a fascist country.
Infowars.com.
There you go. There you go.
What would I say to Alex Jones? Where he comes up with, where does he come up with, with his ideas? Because he honestly says the weirdest things, but some of it does make sense, if you really think about it.
I absolutely love InfoWars. I've been watching for like 11, 12 years. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Alex Jones.
He's still there. Go to InfoWars.com. You can watch his live show on his website.
Oh, I miss him so much. I used to watch him every Tuesday night, so I don't know what happened to him.
Go to InfoWars.com and click on where it says radio show, and you can watch him every day.
Okay, cool.
We just want to say, hey, Alex, wish you were here with us, Deplorables. Come on, brother.
InfoWars presents The David Knight Show, The Alex Jones Show, and The War Room with Owen Troyer. InfoWars.com/show.
Pat Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, is a really smart guy. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. Remember when he was on last week when tankers got blown up and sunk in the Persian Gulf? When I said the doctrine is nuclear attack will be launched on Iran, fire and fury, and he said, no, that's off the table. Well, see, that's why he'd be like a master sergeant, not be a general. Because I've done my research and already knew about this before it was even declassified. U.S. first strike on Russia, Iran, you name it, with nuclear weapons. The Dr. Strangelove policy from the 1960s brought back. This has actually changed under Obama, under Hillary's advice. I got that from high-level folks involved with the nuclear weapons. I've told you that on air. Iran has nuclear weapons, by the way. I told you that on air. Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. This is all confirmed now. And here it is. They released this on June 11th. They pulled it 2 days later and reclassified it. Here it is, the classified document, Nuclear Operations Manual. If you have a right to know about this, I already know about it. I'm going to tell you all about it. Now, why is that important? The Iranians admit to shooting down a U.S. Navy drone. Trump is vowing retaliation, saying Iran made a very big mistake. This is a broadcast you might not want to miss today. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We are the real wild card. We're the real Ace of Spades. Fighting for America. Fighting for freedom. Fighting for you.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Men, we are women, we are the humans, we are the planet, we are God's creation, we are the future, not you! Death! Death!
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We don't fear death!
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Death!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, to say we've got an important broadcast today would be putting it lightly. TV viewer, you can see what I have in my hands. Joint publication 3-72, Nuclear Operations, New Doctrine, June 11, 2019, for first strike, preemptive nuclear war on Iran, Russia, and China. First strike. The, quote, winnable nuclear war, complete psychotic madness. End of the world. Now, what do you think Putin was talking about the day after this was released when he said he warned of the end of the world and insanity and saying the U.S. doesn't even talk to us now? Trump is so paralyzed by the neocons calling him a Russian agent that no one even talks to the Russians over the red phone now. There's no discussion. There's some joint military discussion, but at the highest levels, it's paralyzed. And the neocons are running wild. You know, I read in the news, but I don't believe leftist news most of the time, that Tucker Carlson privately warned Trump not to launch war with Iran, and then he's one of the only people talking to the president lengthy amounts every day. Well, I knew that Tucker talked to the president quite a bit. I confirmed last night, and I'll leave it at that, that Tucker Carlson and a couple other people, I confirmed from two people, very close to Tucker, about as close as you can get. Maybe his wife gets closer. The point is that they are fighting, as we speak, battling in the president's ear, and the left is kind of pissed. There are news articles kind of pissed, you know. If you go to the Daily Beast article, it's got graphics and things making fun of Tucker. Hey, man, don't get in the way of nuclear war. Damn conservative piece of filth. Tucker's also gotten documents that the Koch brothers have been targeting nationalist and patriots for censorship of conservatives and censorship of yours truly. That's who's behind it. Yep. You know, I love how the left always said, oh, Jones is secretly funded by the Koch brothers. I even had a few former employees literally like behave like schizophrenics to my face and go, I know you're really getting funding from the Koch brothers. And I'm like, the Koch brothers used to be Democrats. They gave more money to Democrats overall than Republicans. And they want open borders. I'm not funded by the Koch brothers or anybody. Except the listeners. But the point is that he's got a powerful report on that. I have an overflow of news. We have exclusive information from inside the NXIVM cult and its conviction. And so much more today. But this is such a big deal on the nuclear weapons doctrine and how it ties into the U.S. drone being shot down over the Strait of Hormuz and what Iran's doing and the double set of diplomacy where you've got the neocons and the Democrats basically trying to set Trump up in Iran. And the Iranians are acting very, very, very bold right now. Like they know something we don't know. Well, I've figured out what's going on. So I'm going to wait till the start of the next hour. And then I'm going to get to all this. Because I have Roger Stone coming on, breaking his silence for the second time. Not on the gag order or his court case. But on the NXIVM cult, which he got blamed with, saying, oh, Roger Stone spoke to him a few times. He's part of it. They had a sub-company try to hire him. He got in there like a week or so and said, this is a cult, and got out. He said that here 2 years ago. Turns out in the court documents, he was a target of them trying to get at Trump and others, and, of course, obviously, yours truly. And Hillary was involved. This is all a giant blackmailing scam. So that's going to be at the bottom of the hour. He'll be popping in with us here in about 20 minutes. But the situation with the president where he literally only has a couple people telling him, don't listen to Bolton, and sadly Pompeo is becoming more neoconish, and I like Pompeo, but Bolton is a psychotic from the mold of Richard Pearl and all the rest of these people, and Trump is being walked into a setup here. The Iranians have made double deals before with elements of the deep state. They did it against Jimmy Carter. They have pulled these scams before, and there are wheels within wheels. Like, I wanted to go into Venezuela to remove the dictator because thousands are dying a week. But I said, we can't because you can't trust the neocons working with the deep state operatives inside the government to set up our troops and set Trump up in an operation a la Bay of Pigs. Like they did with Kennedy. And so that's why we're in so much trouble. Iran downs drone, ready for war. Deep fake photo, Putin warns USA. That's the headlines right now. And the Pentagon's saying that it's a fake video. They're saying that it was shot down over the Strait of Hormuz, the Predator drone, not over Iranian land and airspace. Service-to-air missile taking that down. And again, the video is posted up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. The Iranian government news agency, Press TV, has released that. Iran accused of using fake photo to prove U.S. drone was over its territory as U.S. slams unprovoked attack. Trump says they've made a very big mistake. Iran made a very big mistake, close quote. Putin's now warning the United States this could escalate into a wider war. And I'm going to cover that when we come back from break for one segment. I'm going to really dive into it. And then I'm going to get into this new nuclear first strike doctrine that's just biblical in its evil and its craziness and its neoconishness. And it's just total losing the moral high ground, begging other countries to strike us first. And that's exactly what Joel Skousen has been saying. The globalists have been trying to maneuver for a long, 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 long time. So that is all coming up. So we return, we'll break it all down. Please do not forget that we are listener-supported. Without you, we will not be here. You saw the earlier video at the start of the show where we go to these Trump rallies and 70% of people go, "Woo, we love Alex Jones, we love InfoWars. We wish he was still on air." Because the news announced I was off air, off all these dozens and dozens of platforms, and people believe it. And they don't go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com. But you are the smartest part of the audience, and you know how to get the word out. So without you, they'll win. You take action, we will win. NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. We are alive and well and stronger than ever in many ways because we've got the most hardcore audience ever. But we need to expand out to others who don't know the full score. So tell everyone you know today, InfoWars.com lives. Pass it on.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part, you're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones back live here broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Worldwide broadcast. Ask if the U.S. will strike Iran. This is just out, just breaking. It's on Infowars.com. NBC News, CNBC as well as reporting it. Ask if the U.S. will strike Iran. Trump says you'll soon find out. President Trump said just minutes ago that he's going to hold a press conference. You'll soon find out whether the U.S. will strike Iran as tensions between the two countries ratcheted up. U.S. officials said earlier in the day that an Iranian missile had shot down an American drone over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran claimed the drone was above its territory. Trump tweeted that Iran made a big mistake earlier today. This is breaking news. We have the live feeds up on satellite at the White House. So as soon as the president comes out to make an announcement, we're going to be watching that very closely. We'll obviously cut right to that as this unfolds. I know President Trump told Tucker Carlson that, don't worry, nothing's going to happen with Iran right now. He wants to make a peace deal. But you have Kerry and the Democrats and the neocons back-channeling, manipulating Iran, telling them to sink ships to the Strait of Hormuz, telling them to be violent towards Trump, and then he'll back down so the nuclear deal can continue on. They want to embarrass Trump. I've said over and over again, a war with Iran is what the globalists want to kill the recovery, suck Russia in, and it may even be a wider war. Iran has sleeper cells all over the Western world. Putin warned that the U.S. military action against Iran would be a catastrophe for the region at a minimum. I agree with that. He added that it would trigger an escalation of hostilities with unpredictable results. So, there's your headline. Putin warns that an attack on Iran by the U.S. will be a catastrophe at a minimum. And you've got the DrudgeReport.com siren going. Ask if he'll strike Iran. Trump says you'll soon find out. Pentagon drone was operating in international airspace. Oil spikes 6% on this news. It spiked 2% on the sunken tankers. So that shows you this is hell on wheels. You know, I told folks last week this was probably going to war, and they're like, oh, Alex, it'll be like Iraq, it'll be okay. No, it won't. It'll be totally different if that happens. And hasn't Putin been proven right? Remember Putin last week, the day after this report came out that the Pentagon was preparing first strike nuclear attacks. Putin came out and said this could be the end of the world. Here's some of those articles. U.S. says it won't rule out first nuclear strike because allies wouldn't trust it otherwise. Putin warns of nuclear global catastrophe once treaties expire. I thought it was the day after. It was the day the Pentagon put this out and then removed it a few days later. and reclassified Joint Publication 3-72 Nuclear Operations, 11th of June, 2019. But it's obviously on the Wayback Machine. Something put on the Internet is near impossible to take off the Internet. And it describes the entire doctrine that Hillary wanted and the neocons wanted, same people, for first strikes on Russia, China, Iran, and others. Total madness. Because once you have that doctrine, it allows them to first strike you and not be the villains as well. It's the end of chivalry. It's the end of common sense. It's insanity. You know, the sad part about the London Guardian being a well-respected publication of the past is when they publish outright lies against me, they lose credibility when they publish outright lies about Trump. But this article from the Guardian is very, very accurate. Nuclear weapons experts alarmed by new Pentagon warfighting doctrine. And then it goes through how it is a first strike situation and how dangerous that is and how insane all of that is. So we'll be watching and waiting for the president. They say a press conference anytime now or in the next hour. They're not being clear. They're saying sometime in the next hour. Very, very soon is what they actually said. We're guessing the next hour. But the president is preparing to make remarks from the White House on this all-important issue of nuclear war on this planet. The ships get sunk. The Iranians months ago said, if you put sanctions on us, we'll do it. We did it. I say they could be the guys that did it. You know, they're prime suspects. But then evidence comes out it's staged from people I respect. Remember, the neocons, the deep state, the Democrats are doing treasonous shadow diplomacy and policy, violates the Logan Act, so many other things. Giving Iran intel, it's treason, on how to deal with Trump. Will they end the world or have a war, a nuclear war, in the name of embarrassing Trump? Well, the New York Times has a big article out, and their CEO's gone public against Trump. So has the Wall Street Journal, saying Trump's bad. Because Trump dared say it was treason for the New York Times to lie and say that the U.S. had attacked Russia's power grid when we hadn't. That's an act of war. That undermines the United States. That could trigger a Russian response. And it wasn't even true. And if it was, it would be treasonous to leak that information. But now the New York Times is bitching and complaining that Trump's bad. No, you're bad. You're the ones that lie so bad now that it makes my head spin. You're the ones that have said and done things to me personally that are total hoaxes. AP reports I lost a lawsuit over a Sandy Hook book I'm not even in, that I've never read, and that my name's not on. They say I sent child porn to the families, did no such thing. I was sent death threats in email I didn't open that had hidden attachments to what the FBI says is child porn, and I'm a victim. But that doesn't stop their lawyers going on TV and defaming me and saying they're probably going to sue me for sending them child porn so they can run the whole headline again when they're the ones that deposed us and asked for those emails. And the Blaze is like, why'd Jones give them all the emails? The judge ordered those emails, 57,000 of them, including unopened. Because they have lawyers on the show. They're like, well, you'd never give people unopened emails. Those don't matter. You didn't open them. Exactly. They asked the judge to order me to open all the attachments. The judge didn't fall for that one. You will open the attachments so we can put you in jail. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to get to the bottom of what's really going on. But the point is, it shows the climate we're in. It shows the insanity we're in. It shows how they'll do anything, anytime they want. Shows they'll engage in any lie, no matter how reckless, even causing war with Russia. Did the Pentagon, somebody inside, send that drone, that robot over the line to trigger a war? Or do the Iranians do this precipitously?
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the most banned-hated lie-about broadcast in the world is live in defiance of everything the enemy could throw against us, thanks to you standing firm with us, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Roger Stone is a public speaker and has spoken to, I think it's safe to say, over 1,000 groups over the years. And he's been a speaker to the Nexium group and Keith Raniere, who was just found guilty of sex trafficking and enslaving women. Devil worship came out, trafficking of children, hooked into the Clintons, all of them. And it's also now come out, we'll go over some of these stories, that in court, in closing arguments at the NXIVM trial, that Roger Stone was a target that they were trying to infiltrate and control. They would use the women to try to get men that they would call in to be consultants or speakers, and then they would try to plant keyloggers on their computers. That they were doing this to the Clintons, to the Brothmans, to others, that the Clintons were aware of it and were doing it back. This, to me, is just a gateway feeder cult into these groups. But now that this conviction has happened, and now that we've learned the last week in closing arguments that these documents came out in the trial, Roger's got a clearer picture of exactly what went on. Mainstream media tried to implicate him in it, and then later found, of course, he wasn't involved in any of it. He was just a famous political speaker that spoke several times to them in New York, where he lives part of the year. We'll cut away to the president if he comes out with the press conference, asked if we will strike Iran. Trump says you'll soon find out. Obviously, Iran admits to shooting down that drone. It's disputed whether it was shot down over Iranian airspace or over the Strait of Hormuz in the international waters. We will be watching that. The minute he comes out, we will cut to that. But, Roger, thanks for coming on for the second time, breaking your silence to give us an inside view from someone who was a victim or an attempted victim of this now convicted cult leader.
Glad to have the opportunity. We've talked about this before. As Frank Parlato, who is the crusading journalist, really hammered the cult, NXIVM, and ultimately gave the information to the New York Times that busted this entire thing wide open, has acknowledged, I was actually a key actor in bringing the cult down. The Daily Beast insists that I was a member of the cult. That is false. They contacted me about speaking on their to them in late 2003. By the end of 2004, I was deeply uncomfortable, not because I viewed them as sex traffickers. In all honesty, I saw no evidence of that whatsoever. What I saw and what they presented themselves as was a self-help course. They were charging middle-aged housewives a lot of money to take a course to elevate their self-esteem. What made me uncomfortable, Alex, was that they were bilking the wealthy parents of a number of their adherents, who I now recognize were under some kind of mind control, to transfer literally millions of dollars from their trust funds. What I saw Keith Raniere running was a financial scam, a Ponzi scam, and I ended up, because I asked many questions, on their enemies list. We now know, according to the Albany Times Union, they were keeping a file on me, along with a number of other prominent people of both parties. So I'm glad to have the opportunity to clear the air. Many of the news reports say that Keith Raniere referred to himself and his followers referred to him as the smartest man in the world. Actually, that's untrue. I hung that title on him. I actually was so unimpressed the one time I met him, I'd forgotten meeting him. I met him one time over a year's period in which I was in contact with these people. I had been contacted by Nancy Salzman, who was one of the key witnesses against him, of course, in this trial. So I'm glad to have this opportunity to clear the air.
Well, Roger, I'm glad you could come on and talk about it, because this is a window into Hollywood. There's a lot of similar cults to this, and they're always run by very unremarkable type individuals. And it just shows how dangerous it is. As you reported, major New York papers, and it came out in the court hearing, are reporting that they were trying to recruit you as a speaker to try to compromise you with some of these women. But over dinner, I know a few years ago when this first broke, you were like, well, number one, I'm married. Number two, they're not very attractive. They look like they were all starving to death. And we now know that was part of the cult, was keeping them on very low calories, branding them, torturing them, just and then using the women like basically he was their pimp. To go out and set people up. So leftist women rejecting normal husbands, normal life, seem to love, though, being abused. It's very sick.
You know, during the time that I was in touch with them, I came to know Catherine Oxenberg, the actress, a great woman, a woman who has suffered incredibly because the cult essentially mind-controlled her daughter, India, and took her away from her family, took her away from her mother. She's written a terrific book about this awful experience. And we concluded between us, Catherine and I, and later with others who had brushed up against the cult, that we were dealing with evil. Again, I never saw any attractive women. In fact, I never saw any young women. At the time that I had my brief interface with them, all I saw, again, was a financial scheme. I never saw the branding or the cult. I think that that stuff became more apparent much, much later. They had no understanding of how our American democracy works. They didn't understand the three branches of government. They didn't understand anything about how government works. They represented to me that some of their intellectual property and some of their self-help training manuals had been stolen. And I kept telling them, well, then you need to hire a lawyer. You don't need a lobbyist. You need an attorney, a good attorney. A number of attorneys that did work for them have been unfairly smeared, as I have, reproached this as a legal.
I mean, Roger, we know how these cults operate. But like you said, they're so stupid in ways, but not in others. And what it is they really go out and look for weak-minded people because they're weak-minded themselves, and then they live in these delusional fantasy lands. So I liken the NXIVM cult to Hillary and to Obama and these other globalists, because they put out their Homeland show against me, and statements and documents show they really believe I'm the Homeland character. They really believe Hillary was going to win. Hillary attacked me yesterday. I'm sure you've seen that. No connection to reality. And they just don't understand. It just seems like they are a cult themselves. So, of course, Hillary and Chuckie Schumer and others were, quote, allies of the cult and interfacing with it, just like they were doing with Jeffrey Epstein, just like they were interfacing with any other cult they could. Why do you think the Clintons, particularly, and the Democrats are always buzzing around like flies around honey, cults?
It's very interesting because there were some very clear ties between NXIVM and the Clinton gang in New York. They were financial supporters of Hillary Clinton, both in her Senate race and in her presidential campaigns. I find that extraordinarily curious. You know, Alex, you and I are in the same club because Hillary attacked me in a tweet only days ago. Of course, I'm still facing a 7-count criminal indictment by special counsel Robert Mueller. As you know, I have pled not guilty. I intend to take that trial in November. Folks who want to help me, by the way, can go to stonedefensefund.com. I intend to fight to clear my name. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton piles on me, same way they pile on you. And, Alex, I've got to say, this most recent smear against you, in which people sent you encrypted kiddie porn that you couldn't open and didn't open, and then when it gets suddenly discovered in a lawsuit against you, it is imputed to you as if it was yours. This is an outrageous smear, and I think your lawyer, Robert Barnes, did an excellent job of defending you against this outrageous falsehood.
Well, we've got the big news of war with Iran basically has already begun. Sunken tankers, drones shot down. Trump says they'll pay. I want to get your view on Donald Trump and what you think he's going to do. I know you've played a lot of poker with Mr. Bolton. You guys have been longtime friends. But I've talked to our other longtime friends who are advising the president. They say Bolton is a sinister psychotic and is advising Trump to perhaps even use nuclear weapons. I said that days ago.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Folks are waking up. Numbers show that Trump's going to win pretty big 2020, but not if they can launch a new war to embarrass the president. And this thing can do a lot more than embarrass the president. There's new nuclear doctrines that have been issued about first strikes of nuclear weapons. I knew that was on the table. Putin's warning of nuclear war. John Bolton will get his old friend's take, Roger Stone, on that in a moment. These guys have drank a lot of scotch. Put a lot of poker together there in New York and D.C., so we'll get his take on this. But one of our other mutual friends has been publicly trying to get the president not to do this, and I've talked to some others that have talked to the president. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. But now he's sending out messages like he is going to do something, saying Iran is in a lot of trouble and really miscalculated. We're going to give you all those quotes. Here's the exact quote from the president, instead of me paraphrasing it. Iran made a very big mistake. We'll get Roger Stone's expert take. He's the guy that they admit got Trump to build the wall idea and so much more. He's known Trump 43 years. What will El Presidente do from his old wingman? That's right. That's what Roger Stone really is Trump's old wingman. Nothing to hide there. In between divorces, they double date girls. So we're going to go to Roger in a moment. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Roger talk about how I was sent encrypted hidden child porn in death threats about Sandy Hook that I never opened. Then they subpoenaed dozens of search terms of everybody involved with Sandy Hook. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars going through 9.6 million emails. That's how much it costs. And notice these law firms are still saying, we may, you know, sue Jones or whatever. He sent us child porn. So we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars with two law firms and teams of people to go through 9.6 million emails. And they go to the judge and they say, we want him to open every attachment of 9.6 million emails. Well, that's illegal. The judge even got that. Because what if there is child porn? That's a crime. And big media organizations are sent this stuff. And so we didn't do that. Well, now they sent it to a California firm that scanned it and found the hidden links, and they run the headlines everywhere that I sent them child porn. And then they say, I'm defaming them, when I got pissed off and said, I'm going to find out who's trying to set me up, and I want to see them go to prison. And then they said, oh, you're blaming the lawyers for it. No, I didn't do that. But what's the old Shakespeare saying? I just think you protest too much. No, I don't think they're dumb enough to do that. You think I'm dumb enough to send you child porn, you maniacs? What the hell? Excuse me. I'm starting to get mad. Excuse me, Lord. The fact that they will, we're going to go to Roger here in a moment, the fact that they will go this far is insane. So we'll finish up with that and get into the war situation and more with Roger. Please support us. I want to thank listeners for your support. We have the 50% off Save InfoWars special with free shipping and double Patriot points for a limited time. That's everything. Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the Lung Cleanse, the Pollen Block, all of these amazing products that are always very, very affordable for the high quality that's in them. At this price, some of these are loss leaders, but it helps fund our operation. Get a bottle of Ultra 12, double the strength of Secret 12, same formula, methylcobalamin, highest quality. No one can get one at that price. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Big discounts on T-shirts, books, films. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off on the next order that comes. Cancel any time. But whatever you do, please take action. Don't let the Democrats and the globalists win, because it's been your word of mouth, your prayers, and your financial support that has stood against these globalists. And please support local AM and FM and TV stations. Thank them. Send them a monthly tithe, a donation towards free speech. We stand up for the unborn. We stand up against the gay pride parade sexualizing children. We stand up against the devil worshipers. Your average church is just a feel-good institution. Doesn't do that. Don't send them your money. Send it to local radio station that puts on the truth. Ask God to tell you what to do. It's important. Ask your conscience. Going back to Roger Stone, Roger finishing up with the incredible hoax that I wrote a book about Sandy Hook that I lost a lawsuit last week. Totally fake. I'm not even in the book, never read the book, not on the name of the book. Jim Fetzer is a professor. Just the lies, that's an AP, by the way. They refuse to retract. What do you think's really going on here? Then let's talk about Bolton and the whole situation.
Well, we're now in this realm where facts and truth and evidence really don't matter. In so many media outlets, so many so supposed news organizations, falsehoods are not only reported, but then they're recycled again and again and again. And you can provide them with ironclad documentation that what they're reporting is false, and they simply refuse to correct or retract. Politico, among the worst. The New York Times, pathetic. The Washington Post, the absolute worst. So I've experienced exactly what you're going through here, and it's very, very frustrating. But we're in this realm in which the fake news media, led by CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and others, no longer have any journalistic ethics or rules. They will write total fiction if they want to, and no amount of your cooperation and providing them with documentation that they are wrong will change their narrative.
And by the way, it's critical you just said that, because the Young Turks retracted, Shapiro retracted, hundreds of others retracted when our lawyers contacted them, Bob and others. But it was the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the AP that led with the fraud to teach others to engage in fraud. They're doing this consciously, Roger.
No, there's no question. I should mention the Wall Street Journal, particularly the worst. A reporter there, Shelby Holiday, literally the single most duplicitous, dishonest, crooked, fixed reporter probably working in media today, although it'd be a contest. I could name others. Let's talk very quickly about the countries moving towards the brink of war. Alex, I want to be very clear. I'm opposed to war with Iran. I think it would be an enormous mistake. I don't have the benefit of the intelligence that the president does have, but I fear that Bolton and Pompeo are trying to walk him towards yet another foreign war, and this gives me grave pause. I trust the president. I hope that he will view all of the intelligence with a skeptical eye. We've seen the deep state create false flag operations in the past to try to inch us towards war, or in many cases to keep our troops in Syria, the fake gas attacks that they now even admit were faked, being a perfect example. I pray we are not headed to a war at Iran. I really do.
Well, since you just said that, they handed me a piece of paper as you were speaking. This is really good news. CBS News reports U.S. drone shot down. Trump says he believes strike by Iran was not intentional. Obviously, Trump wants a peace deal. He was getting close to one when the two tankers sank. And that's still questionable, but why would Iran do that? It's insane. And now he's saying he doesn't think it was intentional. The Iranians said that it was over their airspace. They admit they did it. So it looks like he either knows they've made a deal in shadow diplomacy with the deep state, Kerry, the Clintons, Obama, and the neocons, like the ship attacks in this, or it means something else. What do you think this means, Roger?
Well, you know, it's difficult to sort out at this point, Alex, but I do want to point out that Donald Trump was elected as a non-interventionist. And you can see that some around him, including Bolton, who I think is a very smart guy and who I would like to give the benefit of the doubt that he would reflect the views of his boss. But he has seemed to me to be increasingly bellicose, exceedingly aggressive in terms of walking the nation towards yet another foreign war. I pray the president doesn't go there. On the other hand, I trust his judgment. He is. He has available to him intelligence that we do not have. I hope he will look at it with some degree of skepticism, because we do know that the deep state will pass on to the chief executive things that aren't true or that are colored. We do not need yet another foreign war. What we need is peace, but peace through strength. And you've got a leader now who understands leveraging America's strength to get peace, as opposed to launching endless foreign war. It costs us billions in American blood without real reason.
I totally agree, Roger. I'm going to do five more minutes, and you got to go catch an airplane on what else you think they might throw at Trump. But it's really starting to become clear that the tankers probably were a false flag, even though Iran threatened to do it. It's become increasingly clear that there's some hanky-panky going on here by how the president's responding, not letting it suck him into war. But he also did threaten Iran and said, you made a big mistake. But now he's reversing that, I guess, as he's learning more. He supposedly was going to give a press conference sometime in the next hour. That was 30 minutes ago. We have Joel Skousen joining us, World Affairs Brief, very smart cookie, at the bottom of the next hour. As soon as Trump gives a press conference, you better believe on this radio/TV transmission, we will cut away. Roger, you've got several websites. Where's the best place for people to find the work you're doing?
Well, I can always appreciate people going to StoneDefenseFund.com to help me for my upcoming trial. And if you want to read my political writings, go to StoneColdTruth.com.
All right, we'll be back. Stay there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.